The UK Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Why in the World Wide Web would you shop anywhere else? petersofkensington.com.au.
Yeah, let's go to Adam in London. I'm a bit amused by this story. A cheque for Scottish independence. They'll wake up that they most probably can't afford all their grandiose separatist proposals. Adam?
Yeah, very interesting. There's this sort of strong residual feeling in Scotland. It's not everyone, but it is probably a slight majority that feel they might still seek independence, that they might go for membership of the EU and therefore hold another referendum. But very interesting today, Alan, that the latest figures show the Scottish Government revenues from the North Sea oil and gas have fallen by 97% in a year. Can anyone take that kind of fall in revenue?
No.
Once upon a time, Scotland used to reap £12 billion from oil and gas.
Well, we said that long ago. You want to defend yourself, you want to be independent, you've got to be able to afford it. You've got to find yourself an army and all the rest of it. There, it's a joke, all that stuff.
Yes, exactly. And when revenue falls from £12 billion to £60 million, that will tell you that there's been quite a loss. And I don't know, Sir Sean Connery, how do you work out the fact that the spending gap in Scotland is £15 billion? And when you've lost that kind of revenue and your spending gap is that kind of amount, well, it's a pretty tricky one to equate.
Great analysis, Adam Gilchrist. And what about, what's he up to, this Jeremy Corbyn, the Labour leader?
Well, the only thing is, I have to hesitate before I talk about this. I think, hang on, really? We're talking about this? But here we go. Jeremy Corbyn basically shouted down a journalist because a journalist had dared to question him about the whole business of whether or not our trains are too crowded. And the answer is, yes, they probably are. But Jeremy Corbyn, it is said, walked past a load of empty seats in order to be filmed sitting on the floor of a train. Mr. Corbyn himself says that, well, those seats were reserved and he didn't walk past empty ones. Virgin Trains said, yes, you did. Bear in mind, we are in August and it's silly season. But nonetheless, you get the idea that both sides can represent the truth here, that our trains are too crowded or that they're actually working efficiently and they're all booked up. It's a very difficult one to work out. But nonetheless, you get the idea that the Labour leadership challenge has got to that kind of state.
Good on you. Well told.